Well, there have been some developments in the debate over garages in the city of Dearborn. You may recall some folks in Dearborn have been using their garages as gathering spaces, some of them equipped with sliding glass doors, couches, refrigerators, water pipes, TVs. This has been especially popular with Dearborn's large Arab community. This week, the Dearborn Planning Commission approved changes in rules that govern the way Dearbornites may use their garages. And there are those in the Arab community who feel that these rules changes are a direct slap at them. Jeff Karub has been covering this debate for the Associated Press. And Jeff joins us now from Detroit. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Cindy.
Well, before you explain to us just what the Planning Commission wants to do with the garage use rules, recap for us just what the objections and problems were with people putting in those glass doors and hanging out with family and friends in their garages.
Well, it actually was the installation of sliding glass doors by a few residents that caught the city's attention. People have known for a long time that many Arab Americans, and others for that matter, do gather in their garages, but it is a social custom among Arab Americans to gather with friends, with family, drink some coffee, perhaps smoke a hookah pipe, and it's something that's happened for a very long time. But some people decided that the space needed some protection from the elements, some protection from weather, protection from insects, and so forth.
Fair enough.
And so they installed some sliding glass doors, and the city took notice at that point, and they decided they needed to beef up or clarify, depending on your perspective, the ordinances around using garages.
So the Planning Commission got together this week, and what changes did they come up with?
Well, they decided that the city needed to clarify its garage use rules. The city said that this is not about restrictions. It's actually allowing more uses for the garage. But at one time, or actually right now, the rules only allow for parking of vehicles and incidental household storage. So they decided they need to clarify what the garage can be used for. And so the Planning Commission unanimously approved some changes on Monday. It now needs to go to the full City Council for final approval, which could come as early as next month.
So I'm trying to figure this out. Is this as if the commission is trying to split the difference, as in, okay, you can use your garages for occasional parties or hobbies or socializing, but no sliding glass doors? Isn't that going to leave pretty much everyone unhappy?
Well, it also depends on how some of these new rules, should they be enacted, how they'll be interpreted. The city's ordinance, the proposed ordinance, the one that they hope to enact here in the next several weeks, says no garage shall be converted into habitable space. Living space shall be defined as space within a structure for living, sleeping, eating, or cooking. It also prohibits building sliding glass doors or using sliding glass doors as an enclosure. Hmm. They want the traditional retractable garage door to be the way to enclose your garage. But what will be interesting to see how residents react to is language that says occasional use of a garage for social gatherings, such as parties, which doesn't involve a physical conversion or renovation of the garage, is permitted. So I think one question on a lot of people's minds will be, what does occasional mean? What if we do it every day?
Yeah.
But it's for an hour a day. Is that occasional? So that question could come up.
Were there objections filed by neighbors who weren't interested in seeing through the glass doors into other people's garages?
Well, there are neighbors who, I know in one case, I've talked to a couple of people who have the sliding glass doors, and I talked to some of the neighbors of people who have sliding glass doors. There are some people who say you should keep your garage, you should have garage doors that are not transparent. Hmm. But other people, for instance, in the neighborhood where two of these glass doors have been installed, say, we are not trying to close ourselves off to the world, we're trying to open ourselves up to the world. And neighbors in that neighborhood had no problem with the sliding glass doors, at least some I talked to.
You know, as I thought about this story, Jeff, and I get the feeling this is not just something within the Arab community. And I'll tell you why. My husband is from Ireland. His brother has an attached garage that he has put that sliding door in. He has an office. There is a bathroom in there. And no problem at all. My landlady, when I went to school in Ireland, actually had converted that into sleeping space. So I get the feeling that there's parts of the world that looks at a garage totally different than the folks who are running Dearborn.
I think Dearborn wants, if I'm speaking for a moment as a Dearborn city official, they're saying that we're trying to take everything into account. We're trying to address safety issues. They're trying to protect what they call the integrity of neighborhoods, ease parking congestion, and at the same time say to a resident, if you want to use your garage for some entertaining, for some social gathering, you can, but you can't convert it because then you're going to need a building permit and the garage is being used for something that the rest of the house should be used for. So I think that it could raise some problems, and it certainly isn't only Arab Americans who use their garage. It might be for home brewing of beer, for instance. Mm-hmm. It might be for the ratty old couch that used to be in the living room that's now in the garage, and they can watch the Michigan game or the Michigan State game or the Lions game. This happens throughout Dearborn among people from all backgrounds, and I know it happens in communities across the state, the country, and even beyond the country, as you suggest.
Yes.
So the enforceability will be a key. I think the interpretation of this ordinance, should it pass, will be key.
And I just think about the folks that I've seen quoted from the Arab community who say, well, show me what is so illegal about sitting on the couch with my friends in my garage, drinking coffee and maybe watching TV.
There's one gentleman by the name of Muhib Nabulsi, and he's fairly incensed by it. He believes that his rights are being infringed. He has the sliding glass door in front of the traditional electronic garage door.
Okay.
He says, this is what, I don't use this to live. I don't sleep in here. I don't cook in here. Well, he has essentially a patio in his garage. He showed the city that he could drive over the track and get into his garage if need be. He has no intention of parking in his garage. He says he could if he needed to. For him, it comes down to, I am not doing anything illegal. He will have to take that up with the city. He has a court date coming because he was cited for installing the sliding glass door. I don't know how the new ordinance, should it pass, will affect that, but he is one of a group of people who believe that what they do in their garage should be allowed if nothing illegal is going on.
And if this Planning Commission's suggested changes do become city ordinance, do you get the sense this could become a civil liberties case, Jeff?
Well, I never like to predict these things. Certainly, the ACLU or some other body could take this up. I think there will be question around some of the language, like I suggested before, what is occasional use of garages for social gatherings and things like that. I wouldn't want to get into the prediction game, but I could see residents like Mr. Nabulsi taking this further.
Jeff Karub is with the Associated Press, and he spoke to us today from their offices in Detroit. Jeff, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Cindy.